The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
How's it going? This is Dave from Astoria, New York, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 295 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Almost.
Yeah. And Mac
Lane.
Welcome to the show, Mac Lane. How are you today, Mac Lane?
Okay, Scoopa.
Scoopa.
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm okay.
You're okay. Yeah.
What's up? What's new?
Hey, you just had a birthday.
Yeah.
You and Jeff Galloway.
21. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Did you get any good presents?
Mm.
What?
Yeah. I got...
I saw your grandson gave you a nice picture of zombies.
Nice picture of zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was... Everybody needs a picture, at least. I think you got three, right?
Sure. You got a nice shirt. Next time I go to any Disney event, I'm going to wear my shirt. I got... you gave me a couple interesting presents. a hat and a shirt from my college.
That's right.
And I'm not going to tell anybody what that college is, but the next time I happen to be in a Disney resort, no, I want people to guess.
Oh.
Maybe they can look up. Maybe they can find
it. They can look up.
Look it up. And I'll be wearing that next time I happen to be in Disneyland.
They could just ask me. I would tell them because I'm the one who ordered it,
That's
right?
That's true.
Well, I'm glad you liked your shirt from...
Moving on. Okay, it's shout-out time.
All right. So our shout-out today is to another Michelle. And her name is Michelle McNally. It's McNally, not McNally. And she is doing, well, by the time this is posted, she will have completed her first half marathon. And that's always cause for a shout out when people do their first race. So congratulations, Michelle. Want to see that bling picture.
Bling, 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 bling.
Yeah, so we have so many things going on. We have our cruise coming up. We have people going on the cruise. We have a dessert party in November. With MEI Mouse Fan Travel. And are you going to both of those things?
I'm going to try.
Okay. See if you can fit it in your schedule.
A couple things coming up, like maybe in chronological order. This show is... So before we started the podcast, I mentioned to Michelle, one of the things I wanted to talk about was the... we have in the upcoming... In the Run Disney calendar of events, we have the Disneyland Half Marathon, the Dumbo Double Dare. And that's in Labor Day weekend, Michelle,
and
right?
There's a 5K, too, yeah.
5K, mm-hmm. too. And this is directed to those of you who are either going to Disneyland for the very first time or who are going to Disneyland for the very first time and running. One of the things that we want you to be aware of is that it's Southern California and you always have great weather, but that weather can be... the type of weather that can drain you of your hydration. So try to keep in mind that you need to be hydrated as much as possible during that weekend, especially if you're doing the 5K and the 10K and the half, or if you're doing the Dumbo Double Dare Challenge. Just want you to be aware that out in California, you can get dry really fast. So keep that hydration going, especially a few days before your race.
Okay.
Keep that hydration going a few days before the race so that you have been warned, I guess.
Yeah. Because you actually had a problem last year.
Had a problem.
Was it last year?
I don't know if it was last year or the year before.
Yeah, you had you were dehydrated. I forgot about that.
I think it was it wasn't last year, I believe, because I was...
It was the year before me.
It was 2013.
Yeah.
And I remember we had a show with Steve Barrett.
Yeah.
And,
no, but I remember
talked
you...
About it.
It didn't hit you until...
No, it's very sneaky. Yeah. It hit me when we were in line for Space Mountain, and it's like all of a sudden, it's. I've had a lot of interesting things happen in my life, but I'll tell you that being dehydrated is one of the scariest things that has ever happened to me because it affects your mind.
It was so sudden. I was with you, and you said all of a sudden, I can't do this.
Yeah, and it took several days before I was back.
Yeah.
So I just wanted—I don't want anyone else to go to get into that kind of a situation. So please be careful.
I think when you're touring the parks too and running, I think I can get away with from you.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So that's good advice. I can't wait to hear all the fun things that happen in Disneyland. I wish I was going. Another thing I wanted to mention is that once a month, our buddy Fitz Kohler does this really cool thing called the Fitness Challenge, and anybody can sign up for it. And she posts an exercise. Well, she posts the whole calendar, but she posts an exercise a day. So she'll give video instruction, and it's core training. It's things that are great for runners. If you go on Facebook and look for Fitness or Fitz Kohler, you can like her page, and she'll invite you to the Fitness Challenge. So once a month at the beginning of the month, you'll get an invitation. It's really cool. And it doesn't cost you anything. She just wants to help people out. So, Mike, I wanted to mention that we don't get many perks from Run Disney.
We don't get any.
We don't get any perks from Run Disney. Right. One of the things we do get is the occasional, when they care to release it, press release.
Right.
So this week I got a press release, and I thought that we could just read it because it's something that's interesting for a whole bunch of different people who may want to do this. I know you and I are going to be trying to do it. Do you want to read it, or should I?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
It's regarding something that we all are kind of excited about. It's the Disneyland Paris Half Marathon. So this involves the Disneyland Paris Half Marathon that is going to take place September 23rd, 25th, 2016. So the press release says that the new Disneyland Paris Half Marathon weekend will be a three-day race weekend that includes a variety of events for runners and fans to experience the theme parks like never before when it debuts in the City of Lights on September 23rd through September 25th, 2016. The release goes on to say that the inaugural race weekend in Paris will include fun kids races for children of all ages, a 5K course through Disneyland Paris, and a second half marathon course through and a scenic half marathon course through two Disneyland Paris theme parks and the countryside villages that surround the Disney parks. In addition to the races, the Paris event, Run Disney's first at a Disney park outside of the United States, will also offer several family-friendly events, including a pre-race pasta party the night before the half marathon where runners can carb up for the race. There will also be a Run Disney Health and Fitness Expo, big surprise, throughout the weekend.
I wonder if that's going to be American companies or European companies.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Do you want me to read this with a French accent?
No, please don't.
Okay. The Fitness Expo will run out through the weekend where runners pick up their race packets, shop for their latest running apparel and technology, and attend a speaker series involving leading industry experts. While running through the theme parks and the countryside villages, runners will have the opportunity to meet beloved Disney characters and experience legendary Disney entertainment along the course. And commemorative medals await runners at the finish line. Now, here's what everybody is really interested in, and that the race packages will go on sale on October 6th, 2015. We could not be more excited about the upcoming Run Disney event, said Tom Wilbur, president of Euro Disney. It will make Disneyland Paris the world's third Disney destination to host this successful sporting series that offers a whole new running experience for the young and the young at heart.
You know, it's interesting. I wonder, when they say third, I wonder if there are plans to have it at other places. Yeah. It is the third, but I wonder.
So it's East Coast, West Coast. And,
right. Yeah. All right, so should we talk about the schedule of events?
Yep.
All right, so on September 23rd and 24th, 2016, it's going to be the Run Disney Health and Fitness Expo. And then there are going to be kids races on Run Disney Kids Races will be on September 24th. Pasta in the Park Party, September 24th. The Disneyland Paris 5K will be September 24th. And the inaugural Disneyland Paris Half Marathon will be September 25th. So, Mike, I am going to do my best to see if we can get somebody from Run Disney on the show. We haven't been successful yet, but...
You never know.
That would be neat if we could do that.
And I'm probably going to start looking at seeing where I could get the best price to sell my kidney so I can afford to.
Well, you have 11 months, which is not the way Run Disney usually does it, right? You don't usually have that much time ahead to plan.
So can I speculate?
Go ahead.
I think that the cost of registering for the half is going to be around $225 American. And I'm guessing that the 5K is going to be $90.
Wow.
I'm going to guess. So, and I think that I'd like to do both. You want to try to do both?
I would love to try it. If I'm there, I'm going to do it.
If we can make it.
Yep.
May we.
Are you going to run with a beret?
May we plan to do that? With a beret?
A beret?
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho. All right.
Pull up a chair. Sorry.
All right, so this is sort of a hodgepodge show. We have some listener questions that we're going to get to. And the first one is actually from one of our listeners, Cindy Acey, who followed up with, she had a question about running Disneyland Paris. So I thought we would start with that one. So her question to them was, if I'm fortunate enough in 2016 to run Goofy and a Disneyland half and a Paris half, will these races count for both coast to coast as well as the castle to chateau, or will have to be run all four events? So they said, Cindy sent this along from Run Disney. They said, "Dear Cindy, thank you for your interest in participating in future Run Disney races. We currently do not have any information to share regarding both the coast to coast challenge and the castle to chateau challenge. Please follow the official Run Disney accounts on Facebook and Twitter for the latest announcements. You can also sign up for reminders on RunDisney.com. Have a magical day." So more information is going to be coming about that. But thank you to Cindy for sending that along.
Yeah, I was looking at that response, Michelle, and there's some subtle wording going on there.
What do you see? Read between the lines, Mike. What do you see happening?
So if there were no plans, I believe that the Run Disney response would have been more of a bitonal.
They said we have nothing to share
at this point.
Yeah.
So I think that there will be something that I think we will hear sometime this fall. I'm thinking, one of the reasons why I really would love to go to Disneyland for the Disneyland half is that there's a strong possibility that there may be some announcements coming out of
it.
You know? So I think that that may be a possibility. I think that the castle to chateau possibility is there. It's a carrot. If I was Run Disney, I was in marketing, I would try to entice people any way I can.
And have they ever used any of those events to make a major announcement, though?
I don't know, but again, there's always a first time. Mm. I think that one of the things, and I want to go off the beaten path a little bit.
You!
And say never. That one of the things, there's been some chatter regarding, and we all have talked about this, about the rumors and everything. Maybe there's going to be an East Coast Star Wars, you know.
Really,
I know, but what I'm saying is that if there ever was going to be a time to announce an April or September East Coast Star Wars weekend, it would be September of this year.
All right.
So what I'm saying is that September may be an appropriate time to hear about this coast to coast or castle to chateau thing, but we'll see. But that response says that there are things being discussed. To me, it sounds like there are things being discussed.
All right. And this is what it's like to hang out with Mike Scopa. This is how he talks all the time.
That's right. That's right, Mac Lane.
And it's very fun. It's why I like hanging out with you. All right. So are we ready for the next question?
The next question right, comes from...
We don't have too many, but go ahead.
May I read it?
Go ahead.
It comes from Holly Howard. And Holly Howard says, Michelle and Mike, I have had a half marathon on my bucket list for over 10 years. And always said, before I am 40, I'm going to start running. Well, I'm 45, and it's still on my list. I think I put it off for so long because the thought of continuous running was daunting to me. I thought it would be less of an achievement if I didn't run the entire race. Thankfully, by listening to your podcast and the encouragement of my husband, I know that just getting out there, no matter how old you are, is the ultimate achievement, and using a run-walk method does not diminish the accomplishment. I am training for some upcoming 5 and 10Ks this fall, and I recently registered for the Princess Half for February.
Woo-hoo!
2016.
That's awesome.
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. What better place to experience this life goal than at Disney? So after that long backstory, I do have some questions, but understand if you can't get to them all. All right, Michelle, you ready?
Yep.
First question from Holly. What advice would you give to an older person that is just starting to run? Now we need to find an older person
okay.
to ask that question. All right, Michelle, let me ask you that.
You're so funny. So what I would do is, the first thing I would do is go to your doctor. I would go and see if you are okay and fit to run and your ticker's working okay and, you know, all your appendages are not going to fall off while you're running. No, I would definitely go and just have a physical, make sure your blood pressure's okay and make sure you're okay for exercise. The second thing I would do is to find a training program. So use an app, a Couch to 5K app. Jeff Galloway has one. And then they have training programs that are on the Run Disney website, so you can actually look for one for the princess, and that's what I would start to do. And then I would go very slowly, take your time, make a goal every month of what you're going to do. Break it down. 1 week I'm going to do, you know, try to get out there 2 days a week. Maybe the next month you get out there 3 days a week, and slowly increase your distance, but mostly your stamina, how long you're able to stay out there running and walking. You're going to want to buy yourself an interval trainer, a Gym Boss. You can get one of those on the Jeff Galloway site. You could get one on Amazon.com, or you can use some of the sports watches have interval trainers on them. And I probably would find some way to time yourself to, you know, make sure you know how far you're going and how fast you're going. So you don't have to have a GPS watch. You can do it with your phone or something like that. I would go and make sure that you get fitted for running sneakers at a running store. So go to your local running store, or somebody's going to take the time to watch you run, or watch you run and take the shoes out, run around the parking lot a little bit, get some really nice socks, expensive running socks that are comfortable. And, you know, in terms of your clothes, you don't really need anything fancy to run, but you definitely want to have good sneakers. What else, Mike? I don't know. I think the last thing I would say, just off the top of my head, is to tell everybody. It sounds like you already are, because you wrote into this podcast, but to get your cheering section on social media. Tell your family that you're doing this. It will hold you accountable. If you can find a buddy to train with, that's even better. But tell everybody that you're going to be out there February 2016 and doing your first race. Mike?
Wow, that was a long answer. I don't know what Holly has as far as a background in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
That would be helpful for me to give advice. But I think that, Michelle, you pretty much said everything I would say. I think you need to visit your doctor, make sure that you're okay to do this, Holly. If you haven't already, and I believe you may have already, you said you're training already. But the important thing is, Michelle said a very important thing, and that is make sure you get the right running shoes. And that is to, if you've never run before, it's good to go to a reputable running mm-hmm. store in your area. Have them watch you walk and have them fit you for shoes. There are there are safe shoes that you can go out and you can buy, but I think it's important for you to, you know, make the effort to go to one of these running stores and do that. The other thing, and Michelle talked about this too, is to think about training for a half marathon like the race itself. It's not a sprint. It's a long journey, and you have to take your time. You want to build up very slowly. You want to gauge after you extend yourself every time you go out to say, okay, what is working, what isn't working. Finally, Michelle had said this too, and I want to reinforce this. Don't worry about speed, worry about stamina. When you train for something like this for the very first time in your life, your body begins to understand what you want from it, and it will begin to respond by increasing your stamina. As your stamina increases, so will your speed. But it sounds like you understand that it's not about speed right now, it's about finishing the race. So we wish you good luck. And that was the very first question.
Yeah,
that you left.
So I actually would love if Holly wrote in again and told us her progress. But there is another question. Why don't I read this one,
okay,
and then you can answer, because this is right up your alley. Holly says, we will be driving to Walt Disney World and can save a lot by staying off property. What is the drive like on marathon morning? Is it worth the extra money to stay on property? And do you have resort suggestions? That's all Mike Scope a question.
Well, I've driven to Walt Disney World, but this is more about
should you stay on property that day? And
wow. It depends, Holly, where you're staying. If I would say that you don't have to stay on the property, but if you don't stay on the property, then you need to be aware of the timing. The Princess Half Marathon, which is in February, I would say that you need to figure out a couple days beforehand, if you're staying off the property, how long it takes you to get to Epcot. You'll probably be driving to Epcot about 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So you need to figure out how long it would take you to get from your off-property resort to Epcot's parking lot. My feeling would be, if it takes more than a half an hour, then you're too far away. I think that you need to keep that in mind. It's like anything else, you know, a little trial run before. I mean, if you get there a few days before, it'll be a lot easier for you to gauge how long you have to drive to it. Keep in mind that you're getting up in the morning, you're getting ready, you're getting dressed, you want to have everything ready the night before. If you're going to eat, whatever, there's a lot of factors that get into the planning of this.
Mike, just, you know, when I drive with you, one of the things that used to actually drive me nuts was that you like to get there super, super early. I know not a lot of people do that, but I've gotten there super early and I've gotten there later. And getting there super early ensures that you don't have traffic. And I'd much rather get there early and wait than get an extra half hour sleep, to be honest with you. So even though I grumble, oh, it's so early, I've been with you at races where we are almost the first people there. And so, you know, if you are off property but get there super early, I think that's the way to go.
And Michelle, I always bring back this thing that happened in January, when you guys were doing the Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're doing the Goofy. And on that Sunday, you know, I was there at the gathering area, and you guys went to the corrals. And I walked to the monorail, and I was walking up the monorail at incline to get up to the monorail, and there were runners coming off the monorail, and it was 5:15. And the first corral went off at 5:35. And they actually had to run probably 2.5 miles to get to their corrals.
Wow.
Because they wanted that extra, you know, that extra half an hour of sleep. So it's really worth it to get there early.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. When is the best time for package pickup?
So that's an interesting question. I mean, I guess you have to define best, because you and I like to go early to kind of see what it's like and to run into our running buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that that's the fastest time. If she wants the fastest time, we've definitely figured out that it is sort of an afternoon, you know, a later afternoon type of thing, maybe just before the expo closes. Usually the first night it closes like 6 or 7 o'clock. That would be probably the fastest time. But if you get there early and you go in, when it's starting, it's going to be busier at the expo, but you may run into some running buddies, it's kind of turned into more of a social thing for us. But I think if you want to go shopping and take your time and kind of experience it, get a good parking space, then I would go later in the day, like 5-6 o'clock. It was when people are eating. What about you, Mike?
My answer is exactly.
Okay.
Our final question is, will there be a Mickey Miles meetup? I'm pretty sure there's going to be.
Well, we won't be there. I'm not doing that one. You're not doing that one. But there'll probably be a representative. We'll get something going, and we will let you know where that's going to be. There'll definitely be a group of people meeting before.
Yeah.
So when she says Mickey Milers, the Mickey Milers is our Mickey Miles podcast running team.
Right.
So there will be a Mickey Milers meetup for sure, and people listening to the podcast are welcome to join in. So Holly, I want you to keep us posted. I want to hear how your training's going, and we'll walk you through it. Okay, last question, Mike.
From Michael from Louisiana. Hi, Mike and Michelle. I love your show, and I'm just getting started on the running walking journey. This question is not actually for me, though. I was wondering if DVC members could register someone else for one of the races with the early registration option. My father-in-law is a big runner, but my wife and I are the DVC members. Would we be able to register him for a race? Thanks in advance, and keep up the great work. Michelle?
So I am a DVC member, and sometimes I register a friend who is not a DVC member. So definitely you can do that. What I would suggest that you do is when the window opens for DVC members, which is a week before, I would register yourself. And then there's an opportunity to register someone else on active.com. However, I would not abuse this. You know, I would say one family member, but you know, if you're going to register 6 people in your neighborhood who are going, I think that's kind of taking advantage. You get the benefit of DVC is you get a week early on the registration, and you also get $10 off. But I'd say one other family members, to me, that's completely okay, and it's doable. Mike?
And that takes care of the questions.
Yeah, so we have a kind of a hodgepodge of different things that we talked about today.
We've got some interesting shows coming up, and looking forward to, once again, it's turning into fall race season, and I'm sure we'll get more questions. And
are we going to tell people about the 300th show now? No.
No.
Okay. He's all about the surprise, folks.
So for Michelle Scribner MacLean, this is Mike Scopa. We'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.